It's tabletop time. I'm Gareth.
I'm Jen.
I'm Rob.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Good, good.
We're
synergy.
In sync.
Synergistic solutions. And today we are playing
The Wizard of Oz,
which is an episode in the
Bookbinders.
The Bookbinders
Breakers anthology.
Wow, collection. that's pretty sweet.
Chronicles.
What makes it an anthology? How many people? How many episodes does it have to be an anthology?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, but technically, this makes it a.
But you know lots of things.
Trilogy.
You're that word that we discovered. Anyways.
A knower of facts. So,
awesome.
Are we going to dive in today? I should announce, I'm actually playing a new character today. So, Richard Smythe was the character I played previously, who was an editor. But Rob also played an editor when I was narrating in the Artemis Fowl one shot. So, I have decided to play a non-editor. So, the editor in chief is Alexander, which is Rob's character for this mission. And I'll be playing Debbie.
You'll have a chance to introduce yourselves as well. I will mention now.
Debbie, for those playing at home, is a 34-year-old rockabilly lady who used to be a gym instructor who taught boxing and dance, and she had a love of reading, and she joined the Bookbinders after a monkey ate her co-gym instructor's face, and she quit the gym, and she's now got a phobia of monkeys.
Great. Love it. Okay.
Brilliant.
Strange.
So, let us begin. I'll start first with a disclaimer. So this is my first time narrating. I'm very nervous, so please be kind. And we are doing The Wizard of Oz today. It was originally meant to be a component of Wicked and Wizard of Oz. I'm trying to add in elements of Wicked, but we're going to follow pretty much the story of Wizard of Oz for this time around, just because this is my first time narrating. So it is probably going to be a little bit railroaded for you guys. So I hope that you can relax and enjoy a very simple roleplay session with me tonight. I'm very excited.
Simple is good.
Yes. Okay, so let us begin. You find yourselves in the beige-coloured office blocks that fill the facility of Bookbinders. You are sent memos to meet Samantha, at this time for another mission, and you await your scribe. You all begin to introduce yourselves before Samantha arrives. So if you want to just reintroduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Jack. I am brand new to the team. I've only been on a couple missions. Once again, very excited to be here.
I thought your name was Morris.
It's never been Morris.
Oh, my apologies.
It's Jack Morrison. That's where you're getting confused, sir. Oh, did you call me Morris last week or something?
No, I just completely forgot your name was Morrison.
Okay, there you go.
It just works.
Hi, I'm Debbie. Nice to meet you both.
Welcome to the team.
Hello.
I've just been transferred here from our other division. The dance one.
I think she runs my Zumba class.
I thought I'd seen you before.
Yeah. You've got my butt cheeks all toned up.
That's what we're here for. All right, so what was your name there?
I'm Alexander, the editor.
Alexander. I like Alexander. Oh. Skarsgård.
Who doesn't?
So what do you do around here, Alexander?
I'm the editor. I lead the teams into the books to fix the plots.
Oh, I read the brief, and so you're an editor. Okay, wonderful. All right, thank you. And Jack.
Lovely to meet you.
What do you do aside from rock it up in my Zumba class?
Well, apart from getting these cheeks in shape, I just long for the ride learning. Ooh. from everybody, learning all the lessons of the Bookbinders.
I'm a lover of the classics myself. Have you had any fun little adventures recently?
We have. Where have we been, Mr. Editor? I forget.
Oh, we've done many a short romps into, what was it called? Hades Chicken? No, that's not right.
I just got that.
Poseidon Turkey.
Hades Chicken.
Hades Chicken.
I don't know that I'm aware of that one.
Okay. What was that damn book with the bird?
I love it.
With the bird. I'm not getting
Artemis Fowl.
Oh. That's right. We were an Artemis Fowl, weren't we?
Okay.
That was a fun adventure.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, where to today, boss?
Well, I'm just waiting on the next briefing.
It's not too long till a young bubbly woman with blonde hair and blue eyes bounces into view and approaches you with haste. Why, hello there, my name's Samantha and I'm so glad you guys could make it today. And Samantha hands a dossier to all of you.
Well, aren't you just a chip one? Oh,
thanks, honey. Today your assignment is to travel into the Wizard of Oz. Oh, I love this one. See, something bad has happened in Oz. And for those nasty book breakers have interfered with the story. See, Nessa Rose, the Wicked Witch's sister, she kind of got squished by a house. And as the story goes, but the shoes, you know, the red ones, yeah, they've gone missing. So that makes this a C-class mission today.
So did someone steal them after the house fell on her? What happened?
I thought that one was in black and white.
Oh, honey, you wait. Technicolor, it's the new thing.
I haven't.
That was good.
I must admit, I haven't read this one.
So we don't know who took them or why, but you have to get them back on Dorothy's feet and make it quick sticks, okay?
Get the shoes.
Get the ruby shoes.
Where should we start, boss? Have you read this one?
I can't say I have.
You look old as fuck. You've never read The Wizard of Oz?
I was too busy fighting for my country.
In the Great War?
Yes. It was a great war.
Aren't they all?
If we're done talking, guys. Okay, so in you go. And don't mess it up. Bippity-boppity-boo. And you guys enter.
Bippity-boppity-boo.
All right.
Let's travel into the book.
We're traveling into the book.
Yeah, in you go.
Yeah, no worries.
I would say I would drop us somewhere near, having read the briefing, where Nessa Rose was crushed by a house because she was supposed to have the shoes.
Appreciate it. Yep, great.
Actually, no, let's struck that.
No, we're gonna go no, to no, I'm too late. Can't take it back. Welcome.
So we're going to Munchkinville, right?
Yeah. Munchkinland.
We pop in and Debbie just goes, I was just kidding. Of course I know The Wizard of Oz. I love the classics. But she looked like she was enjoying her job way too much.
Welcome to the great land of Oz. You are surrounded by a saturated horizon full of rainbow colours. It's a bit jarring on the senses, but you become acquainted quickly. You can hear the faint sounds of high-pitched people singing merrily as a young girl and her companions follow a brightly yellow-coloured road.
I would like to race over to the people singing merrily.
Okay, well.
Do you have more in? Okay, sorry.
You find yourselves in Munchkinland, a place where halflings reside of all shapes, sizes, and colours. Everyone is smiling and celebrating, as you come to realise the singing is coming from them. Next to you stands a house that seems quite out of place, and a person's feet sticking out from beneath it. You noticed a beautiful woman in a huge ball gown with softly coloured hair. And you start in Munchkinland.
All right, I'm going to run over to the people. What do we look like? What did you make us appear like?
We would be suited, but I would say we'd look more like residents of Oz than Munchkins.
Can we be Munchkins?
We could have been had we brought it up with the editor before being in their plain
sight.
I'll
let you guys decide before you enter. Okay. That's fine.
You decide.
You can be a Munchkin.
Can I be a Munchkin?
Yeah, I'll be a tourist from Oz.
Okay. I'm happy to go along with that tourist from Oz plot too.
I'll still be a Munchkin.
You're our tour guide.
Cool. All right.
So
let us move over and meet our friends, shall we?
Wow, Jack, that's a good voice.
Thank you. My Munchkin voice.
I'm going to see what all this hubbub is about. I rush over to the crowd.
Let us go.
Yolanda, where are you going?
I have rushed off to the crowd. I just ignore you.
Come on.
I didn't say your name, so.
Yeah, he's Yolanda. All right. I get to the crowd.
Okay. So you see a crowd of Munchkins all gathered around this stunning woman. Beautiful ball gown, blonde hair. If you've read the books, you probably know.
It's Glenda.
This is Glenda. Yeah. And she says to everyone, oh, my fellow Ozians, it's good to see me, isn't it? Oh, I just can't believe it. The Wicked Witch of the West, she's finally dead. Wait. Oh, it seems it's her sister. Nessa Rose? Well, whatever. That's fine. I've sent that girl on her little trip, so everything should be fine.
Was there dancing just before?
Yeah, sure. They're singing the song.
I asked that in character. Oh. I asked I just asked the crowd if there was dancing happening.
They're still dancing.
Okay, I'd like to commence dancing.
Cool. So you start singing the Yellow Brick Road with everyone else, all the little munchkins that are still singing a little
bit.
Do
I pick it up quickly enough?
Oh, yeah. Roll a perform. Can I?
Yes! I just wanted to roll. That's all I wanted. I'm never going to get to use this ever.
Can I steal a sheet?
What's my challenge level?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what's on it. Challenge level 2. You're an Aussie and not a munchkin, yeah?
I'm an Aussie.
Make it 3.
Is this a challenge just to dance?
I'm going to dance.
Yeah.
I get 6 successes.
That critical.
No, I got 1.
You dance so well that the munchkins like go around in a circle and you're in the middle of the circle and
whoa.
Can I start to slowly push it into a Zumba routine
sure.
with the munchkins?
Yeah, they're getting into it. They loving it.
All right, let's go. Move it. Right. Uh-huh. And then we start doing it. And then what are you guys doing?
I would like to inspect the crushed corpse of the witch.
Sure. So you walk over to the house. And there's a pair of feet that have stripy socks on them. And they're now curled up.
Creepy little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Glinda's still standing around as well. But she's not talking to anyone anymore. She's just sort of...
Is there any sort of elder munchkins there we can speak to and get some information from of what's happened?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay. I'm going to go to an old-looking one that looks like he may... Maybe the mayor of Munchkin Land and ask him as... So when the girl left, did she have red slippers on when she left?
So a munchkin approaches you and he is very, beautiful green suit on, ridiculous mustache, flowers everywhere as well. And he kind of looks at you and goes, "Oh, I believe possibly. I mean, it was such a calamity when it all happened, Sky. I mean, houses don't just fall out of the sky every day. You would think anyway. But I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's a bit weird she didn't have shoes on her feet, though, isn't it?"
So who doesn't have shoes on their feet?
The corpse. It's a bit weird. I'm not wearing shoes. What kind of person does that?
Dead lady.
Oh.
You're still zooming right off to the corner there.
I'm distracting everyone from you.
Were there any strangers other than us tourists, of course?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was the girl with the dog. Yeah, she went off down the Yellow Brick Road, I believe. She's gone to go see the wizard. Glinda sent her off.
Oh, okay. And no other strangers?
No, as far as I'm aware. But like I said, it was a busy time. I was trying not to get crushed by a house.
That's fair.
Yeah, now I've got to move the bloody thing. That's going to be a trip and a half.
Dynamite.
So at this point in time, Glinda's going to come over to you. And she says, "Oh, my fellow Aussians. It's just a terrible thing, isn't it?"
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well,
so terrible.
I at this point rejoin the group. I wipe, dab some sweat off, and I say, "Absolutely. For a group of people who sing and dance all day, they're awful unfit." And look over at a bunch of munchkins who are passed out from my Zumba routine.
Can I just take a teeny itsy bitsy bit of your time today, if that's okay? We just need to come over here for a sec. Just got something to share with you, if that's okay.
Of course.
So she gathers you in the corner and says, "So I kind of need you guys to pretty please do something for me. I can't really trust the munchkins to do it because, well, they can have a bit of trouble reaching some stuff sometimes. And, you know."
Glinda.
I
cover your ears. I cover Jack's ears when she says that.
I just need some people I can really trust, and I feel like I can really trust you guys.
Oh, you can. We're very trustworthy.
Oh, wonderful. So, you see, I believe that there was a pair of red shoes, but they seem to have gone missing. I don't know who took them, though, but I know someone that might know.
Oh, pray tell.
Why, the wizard, of course. He knows everything, that guy. So cool.
Yeah, he's great. We of course, come from the Emerald City, so we know all about the magnificence of the magnanimous Mr. Oz.
Right? I even got to meet him once. Oh, talk about superstar. Anyway, so I think that maybe you should go pay him a visit. I've already sent the girl on her way, so maybe you should try.
Okay.
We're off to see the wizard.
I make an aside. I'm just going to inspect the body for a second. I've always been curious about this. Can I go over to the dead witch?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to attempt to unfurl her leg. Like, just see if it, like, comes out and then springs back, or is it, like, stuck?
Sure, I mean...
Rigor mortis is set in.
Is it bones cracking when you undo
it? Is it, like, one of those party things where you go, and it blows out and then rolls back, or is it, like, stuck like a...
It's pretty stuck, but make it a strength check.
I'm not going to force it.
Okay.
I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to hear they're cracking.
Pretty, they're pretty curled.
Okay. I just was always curious about that. Thank you. if they were unfurling.
Okay. Anyway. So Glinda finishes up her conversation and says, I can only entrust this task to the most trustworthiness. Travel to the Emerald City, find the ruby slippers for the farm girl and the dog Dodo, and save all of Oz. Oh, and you can travel by bubble.
Well, that would make it
thank
easier.
Thank goodness.
Why is the dog called Dodo?
I didn't name it. I don't know.
Bizarre.
It's an awful little thing. Anyway. So, she puts you into a bubble. And where would you guys like to go?
Will this bubble take us straight to the Emerald City?
Miss, I have one question.
Of course.
Why didn't you put the girl in this bubble here?
Why on earth would I do that?
I guess it's just a bit of Emerald City privilege.
See, I feel like the trip, it built some character. You guys, you're far too busy these days. You've got places to be, okay? Dorothy, she could probably use the exercise, let's be honest here.
Oh, damn.
No worries.
Well, right. I guess we best be off to...
jump into the bubble.
To Oz.
Great.
Off to Oz.
So, Glinda summons this gigantic bubble for you guys to step into, and you travel to the front doors of Oz. Well, the Emerald City.
Off we go, Toby and Deanne.
Oh, that skipped a lot of stuff. That was great.
Yeah, we didn't have to journey. It was good. So, we're bubbling along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the noise the bubble makes when it travels, by the way.
Okay.
What's the play, editor? Are we going high-key, low-key, in the front door, back door, over the fence? What's the mission? What's the play?
Well, I believe we just go in and say we'd like to speak to the wizard and we've been sent by Glinda. She seems to hold a high enough character.
Is the gate closed? Do we have to go up and knock and speak to that arrogant asshole at the front door?
Can I have a bag of party poppers?
I don't see what for, but okay.
You produce a bag of party poppers for me?
Yes.
Cool. I secrete them on my person, in pockets and such. Them. Yes.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. All right. You arrive outside the Emerald City. Large green walls surround the outside, and a yellow brick road leads into it. A large cord hangs near a door attached to a bell. It is safe to assume this will allow you entry into the Emerald City. How would you like to proceed? I'm actually going to get someone to roll a perception check.
Fine, I'll do it.
Got nothing in it.
Debbie's gonna dive in.
Challenge rating 3.
Challenge rating 3. Debbie has a look around. She's very perceptive. I get 4 successes.
Okay. And are you keeping your appearances?
Yeah, so where are you still a munchkin?
No. I don't want to put on that voice anymore.
What are you now? So we look like
just Aussians.
Can you describe what you look like?
Suits, right? Is that what they wear in the Emerald City?
I think they wear suits.
Do we wear green emerald suits?
I think they do wear green clothing because everything's green there.
Green there. I'm that. I'm whatever he is.
Yeah, an Aussian. Yep.
Yep.
No worries.
Can we request to the editor is specifics? I'd like to be wearing a green suit, but I'd like it to be a Velcro tearaway suit with a green spandex dance costume underneath it.
So you Velcroed it back on latex after your dance number and
no, I didn't. No, this is new.
Okay.
So this is just in case. Sure. So I'm all business.
Sure.
Just in case I can full reveal into a spandex dance
love
costume.
Love it.
Leotard.
Great.
Leotard, love thank
it.
You.
State your case.
No worries.
You want me to argue for this? Oh, you never know in a musical adventure where you might need a little bit of pizzazz to get the right doors open, and this way I can be incognito but also bring out the big guns if I need them.
I like her style. I think you should give it to her.
Okay. I guess. Jeez.
Okay. I have my tearaway suit.
Yeah, just Aussians. I would like to say that I'm sporting a very, very large and neatly trimmed in various weird styles beard.
Ooh.
Great, yeah, awesome, love it. Yep. Wonderful.
I'm just wearing a lovely green suit.
Great, all right.
With a green hat.
Like a top hat?
A top.
Do you have red hair?
Green top hat.
Wonderful. You guys.
Yes, I'm a leprechaun.
You guys fit right in. Okay, how would you like to proceed?
There was the doorbell.
Leroy, get the door.
Who's Leroy?
You.
You're senile, sir.
Now was
I'm just going to go along with it
Alexander.
Anyway.
Alexander.
I'm going to... All right, I'm going to pull the string. Bong.
A small portion of a door high up opens up, and a man with orange hair and curly mustache glares at you from below. What's wrong with you people? Can't you read the sign?
Did we see the sign?
There's no sign.
Yeah.
There is no sign.
It's right there. It's plain as the nose on my face. And he kind of looks around for a bit and he goes, oh, Jiminy Whiskers, this just isn't my day. And he slams the short little shot.
Do we ring it?
Ring the bell again.
Roll another perception check. Whoever wants to do it this time. Oh, okay.
I'm on lookout, baby. I'm the dice boy. Debbie gets two. Five successes.
Yeah, great. You notice a giant knocker on the door as well. And he goes, knock on the door.
What was that?
Knock on the bloomin' door.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Not using the rat. Are you using your knuckles?
I'm using the big thing.
The big knocker, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's more. He opens the window. That's more like it. Now, state your business.
We've been sent by Glenda. To see the wizard.
Oh, Glenda, you say? Oh, she's the goodest of the good, isn't she, that one?
Yes.
Tell me, does she still travel by giant bubble?
Well, yes, that's how we were sent here.
Oh, wonderful. And you guys look like fellow Aussians, so you know what? Come right in. You know what? Welcome home. And he opens the door for you guys, and you can walk straight in.
Oh, it's good to be green, I say as I walk in, smiling at him.
As you enter the city, and as truest to its name, everything is in different shades of green. The people are green, the buildings are green, even some of the animals are green. Here, green is forever the new black. How do you wish to proceed?
Is there any signs around to point us in the right direction of the wiz?
You notice the wizard's tower is huge, biggest tower here.
Very easy
to see. You can pretty much tell where it is. But there's people walking around, there's buildings and stuff as well. So it's up to you. What you want to do first?
I would say we would go to the tower.
We'll start heading that way, sure.
Mm-hmm. Are there any like shops in Oz?
Yeah, heaps. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Food.
Are you hungry?
You pass a French sort of style bakery, mm-hmm. and everything in there is bright green. All patisseries and cakes. All in different shades of green.
I'm in the door in like 2 seconds. And I'm looking for, in particular, a pistachio croissant.
Oh, okay.
Because they are delicious.
Okay. It's pretty busy. There's a couple of people mm-hmm. buying bread and stuff as usual. Again, all green.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a woman, quite stoutly, mm-hmm. standing at the counter. And she says, oh, next please.
I walk up. Mm-hmm. Oh, hi there. I was wondering if you had any green croissants.
Oh, why we do. They are 3 silver pieces.
We don't have money, do we?
I would have assigned you a small purse.
A small purse. I will procure 3 silver pieces. No. 9. I'd like 3, please.
No worries, love. And she grabs them, puts them in a little green bag and gives them straight to you.
I run back out, meet you guys, and hand you each a green croissant. And then I say,
thank you.
Part of traveling is enjoying the culture, and part of the culture is enjoying the food, right?
Well, it looks moldy.
I'm just going to start eating mine.
Yeah, I'm going to start eating mine too.
Go on, eat yours.
No. I'll put it in my jacket pocket.
Just press it in there.
Just for later, just in case something happens.
A whole croissant.
All right, no worries. That's all. That's my random distraction.
Okay.
So we're heading to the tower.
Head towards the tower.
After basking in the splendor that is the Emerald City, you notice comical figures emerge from the tallest building in the city. Upon closer inspection of your memory, you notice a lion, a scarecrow, and a tin man, awaiting a young girl in pigtails and a small dog.
Is there a...
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Jesus, they were fast.
Yeah, we were
in the bubble.
Yeah, bubble takes a while to travel.
We spent like a day like floating in the bubble.
Yeah, it's not fast.
It's just important that you... there was a bit of an aside. I was just making sure Rob knew to write the croissant on his inventory because I have a feeling it's going to come up.
Did I eat all three of mine now?
We got one each.
All right.
So while they're standing outside waiting for Dorothy, you can tell that the lion is going on and on, and it's a very long speech, possibly song, that he's narrating to everyone. But otherwise, you continue onwards. And you spot the young girl with pigtails and the dog.
Do we see the shoes?
The ruby shoes are not on her feet.
Shall we ask her if she has seen anything to do with the ruby shoes?
Yeah, probably. Go for it.
Okay.
I would like to take you aside for 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And out of sight and transform him back into a munchkin so your cover can be that. You were sent on an urgent errand from Munchkin Land.
Okay. To retrieve the shoes.
Okay, so... What? Say again?
You've been sent on an urgent errand from Munchkinland after the death of Nessa Rose to obtain her shoes. And you believe that she was... So this is your in to speak to Dorothy.
Okay.
The idea that you've been sent there. She was the last person to see Nessa Rose alive with her shoes.
Okay. So I'm going to go up and explain that to her.
Yes.
I'm going to ask her if she's seen the ruby shoes that were on the witch as the house fell on her.
Right. You can do this, Herbie, I believe.
Herbie, thank you.
Fully loaded. Well, go get him, Tiger.
So you approach the...
I approach her and ask her if she knows anything to do with this.
Oh, my. Who might you be?
I'm Herbie.
Herbie?
Yes.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Herbie.
I've been sent by Glenda the Witch to retrieve the ruby shoes, but I cannot seem to find them.
The ruby shoes? Oh, yes. I believe... Well, see, when my house kind of fell and landed on the woman, there was another lady. She was clothed in black, and she looked like a witch, I suppose, but she snatched those shoes up straight away and flew off with them. I haven't heard anything since, but the wizard just told me that I need to go get them. But I don't think I can do it on my own.
Well, I mean, don't you have like a... some kind of automaton, axe-wielding maniac, and a lion.
So the Tin Man kind of shies away and goes, "What? I mean, she's pretty scary, you know. She's a witch after all, and I'm a bit creaky." And you can hear him kind of going.
I mean, we can oil you up real good.
But what are you suggesting?
I don't know. Do you need a gun?
Excuse me? A what?
Sorry, Debbie's just recently watched Wicked and is getting their wires crossed as to who the Tin Man is and why he might wield a gun.
I thought you meant an oil gun.
And Debbie just realizes that and then he's like, and then just walks off like a crazy person deliberately to just completely defuse the situation.
I'm sorry about that. That was strange. Some Aussians are quite strange.
Oh. Telling me. Have you seen this place? It's amazing.
It's very green.
Yeah, absolutely. Better than anything I got back in my hometown. We just have cows and sheep, and it's pretty boring. It's very black and white, but, you know, this is fantastic.
Oh, pray tell, where are you from?
I'm from a place called Kansas.
Kansas?
Yeah.
In the U.S.?
Yes, yes.
No way.
You've heard of it?
I have.
Oh my gosh, you're like the only person that around here knows where I'm actually from.
How bizarre. Oh,
thank goodness. I hope everything's okay over there. It was a terrible storm where I left.
I'm unsure.
Should we offer our services?
On to the point. You need to find this witch.
Yes. I've been told she's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Suppose we'll find her in the West, then.
Yeah. I do have a map, so we should be able to get there, okay?
Well, lead the way.
Should we take any of your compatriots with us, or do they stay behind?
Someone else.
Just change my appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool.
So you all travel to the castle together. Do you want to change it?
Is it ominous?
Has
the lion in that came with us? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Lion, and Dorothy, and her dog all accompany you guys to the castle.
Toto.
Yeah.
Dodo.
And on your way, they all regard messages and just tell stories of their adventures that they've been on, how the Dorothy found them all and has brought them all together, and how great the wizard is, and that Dorothy ultimately wants to return home, but without the ruby shoes, she cannot do so. So we need to help her do that.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you there, Lion Man.
Oh, of course. The pleasure is all mine.
So how are we planning on dealing with this wickedy witch?
Well, see, maybe if we just take the slippers, no one will know.
What if she's wearing them slippers?
We're going to have to pry them off her little feet then, probably.
That sounds like an awfully bold thing to do, Mr. Lion.
Yes, well, sometimes we need courage for these things.
You must be
and
very brave.
Yeah, well, I'm going to send the Scarecrow in, but I haven't told him that yet, so.
Well, it doesn't look like the smartest chap, so he'll probably agree to it.
And
the scarecrow's the one that had the gun. I'm stupid twice over.
The Scarecrow has a gun? I don't remember that.
I know what you're talking about, but...
You do know what I'm talking about? All
right,
I didn't say that in character. I just realized I was talking about the Tin Man, but I meant the Scarecrow. In Wicked.
Oh, right, yeah. I've seen Wicked.
Okay.
You arrive at the Wicked Witch's castle. It's pitch black, and just past nightfall, you can see guards marching outside back and forth with a familiar hum. While flying monkeys from above circle around the castle.
I'm going to make a perception check because this isn't nighttime.
Correct.
So do they just look like bats? Like,
yeah, yeah. Well,
what perception? I'm going to do a perception check to look at the strange things flying around. What's the challenge level?
Challenge level. I'm going to say 4.
I'm going to ace this.
Ooh.
2 successes.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
Okay, so
they're not conventional. Like, they're not like, oh, they're birds, or oh, they're this, because they're kind of weird, but you don't really know what they are.
I'm like, oh, there's like a gargoyles flying around up there. That's pretty nasty. Do they make any noises occasionally?
They're too far away to make any major noises.
So at this stage, they can't see coping.
Okay. Yeah.
You kind of notice that they're circling like the tallest tower in the castle. They're not kind of near, because the guards are taking care of the front entrance, so...
Well, I suppose we have to try and sneak in.
So all of you are pitched just in a little crest in the hill, and you're all just eyeing off how ways to get into the castle, and you're noticing the guards that are outside.
Mm-hmm. I'm really confused. Are there porcelain people around, or is that a different movie?
Are you talking about Return to Oz?
Oh, we go, we go, oh, we go, we go.
I think
Debbie's going a bit loony.
I think I've seen everything except for The Wizard of Oz.
Porcelain.
Is it the one with James Franco?
Yeah, you're thinking of Oz the Great and Powerful.
Oh yeah, that's not The Wizard of Oz. Bye, Dave.
I broke him.
I'm like, where's the porcelain people?
Yeah, Oz the Great and Powerful. That's before time.
And they all got smashed.
Yeah.
So are we able to apprehend a couple of these people that are entering in? Are we within arm's reach?
You can certainly try, if that's what the party wishes to do.
Okay.
So the Scarecrow the Tin Man and Dorothy and the Lion all kind of look at you and kind of go, well, I mean, you guys look like you're more prepared for this than we are, so maybe we'll just let you take the reins on this one.
Huey, follow my lead.
I would like to give myself a knife.
Okay.
And I'm going to sneak up and try and take out the back one of the pack.
You're going to shiv him.
Okay. As you create the knife.
Are they single file?
I'm like...
I'm going to get you to roll a perception check. Challenge level 3.
This is going to have to be really lucky.
That's 3.
Really lucky.
Beautiful. You notice a couple of guards in the corner all relieving themselves, and they've got their backs turned.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Number one or two.
Bit of both.
Bit of both.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm at the same time.
I'm going to go to them with my knife, and I'll spawn Huey over here a knife as well.
Sure.
I'm going to follow right alongside.
All right. I'm going to take the one squatting.
I'm going to do this out of sight of Dorothy if possible.
Good fight. Yeah, sure. Oh, Dorothy, right. Yeah.
They, before you guys leave to go make your attack, they kind of say, we'll follow behind. You just tell us where to go.
We're going to try and obtain some guards' uniforms to get us to sneak in a bit.
Yep.
Wait here in the shrubs and stay hidden.
Okie dokie.
Do I catch the sight of these vicious knives that these two have wielded?
How obvious do you make it? Do you want him to be able to, her to be able to see?
I don't really care, yeah.
Yeah.
Then yeah, sure.
All right, I don't like this at all. So I'm going to sneak along with them, but as we get close, I'm going to rush forward and greet the guards and blow our cover.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't want people to stab people in the middle of Wizard of Oz. So it feels wrong to Debbie.
Debbie
loves the classics, and no one gets shanked in the Wizard of Oz.
That's insubordination, and the bookbinders do not take that.
That's fine. Life. Debbie might not be cut out to be the best bookbinder.
Then she'd still be a reader.
But I don't think shanking is necessary.
Sorry, continue. Sorry.
I say to Alexander as we advance,
whatever is necessary to correct the plot. If we need to get guards' uniforms and this is the way we do it, I will do it.
But don't you think that we can just magically create guard uniforms? And maybe don't you think that exposing this young girl from Kansas to multiple homicide is probably going to mess with the story?
She can't see it.
But there could be an issue if we go in with more guards that came out. It could be.
Terrific point, Christian.
I was changing the name. I love it.
I really don't think we should be stabbing folks.
Okay.
Do you have an alternative?
Yeah, it's the Wizard of Oz. Everyone here is really dumb. Can we try diplomacy, and if it doesn't work, you could stab them?
All right, I'm still
going to... You do notice these guards are, like, quite a while away, so they're not going to... Like, it would take a fair bit to alert anyone else.
How about this? You distract them and see if you can convince them. And if they don't seem convinced, then we'll stab them.
All right, Mr. Editor, I will be willing to acquiesce to that.
All right, I'd like to stride forward towards the gentle folk.
They start sort of finishing their business.
Are they humans?
They are, I believe they are called Winkies. I could be wrong.
What,
so they're
Winkies?
Yeah. So they're not,
wow,
they're human in appearance, but they have green skin. And they're a little bit taller than the average human, but otherwise humanoid features.
Okay. I walk up to them afterwards.
Oh, and they've got the big, like, huge guard, like, kind of like a dress for their guard outfit, and huge, tall, fluffy hats. Okay. And big spears.
Aren't they the guards at Wizard of Oz Land?
It's kind of like big, massive
at the
Russian
Emerald City
coats.
I thought those big guards were Emerald City. Is that also in Oz the Great and Powerful?
Maybe, probably.
I'm just going to shut up because,
well,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know,
I'm
like
really trying. My brain is steam coming out. All right, I walk up to these Winkies.
Great. They sort of turn around. Do you want them to notice you? You're not
Yeah,
speaking?
I'm like, well, hi there, gentlemen.
Oh, well, who are you? And they kind of run to grab
Oh, yeah, yeah, whoa. You stay right there. Don't move. We could just... I'm just a fine lady folk.
State your business.
I'm here to see the wonderful, wonderful... What's her name? The witch's name. I would have read the dossier. What's her name?
Her name's Alphabet, but
I'm going to say, I'm here to see the wonderful Alphabet.
Alphabet. No one really calls her that, but... Oh, yeah, we'll take you straight to her. And we can't...
You don't know for that. Yet. I'm a fellow practitioner of magic.
What kind of magic?
And I just discreetly go with a party popper and go and shoot like the confetti popper at them. Destiny roll.
Wow, that's why you got those.
They're pretty amused because magic isn't common.
Yeah,
like it's pretty scarce. Mm. So they're kind of like, oh, that's kind of. And you kind of one whisper still and goes, that's pretty cool. Mm.
There's more where that came from.
Cool. Yeah. Look. Gonna roll another Destiny die.
A 13.
Look, you seem to be pretty fancy with your magic and stuff, yeah? Look, the Wicked Witch, we don't really want her around. She's a bit of a, you know, a bit mean to us. You know, she's not very nice. Maybe if we could work out something, we could be free of her tyranny.
Well, I've got some friends here. Maybe I could go up with them and we could all have a wizard battle. And if we win, you'll be rid of the Wicked Witch.
I mean, if you think you've got the fancy
Popper
stuff.
Popper for flair. Just for flair.
Okay, well, look, you're going to... You might have to disguise your way in because not all of us are as convincing as good old me. So what do you need us to do?
Well, if you leave your clothes here for my compatriots, we can do a swap. And then you can take our clothes and we'll take yours and sneak in as guards.
One of them kind of comes up to you and kind of like feels your collar.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I mean, that's pretty nice. Pretty
immediate nice
Aussie and
boom, tear away reveal.
And they just stunned. They kind of step back because they're kind of like, whoa, and kind of point their spear again. And they kind of realize you just took off your clothes and...
Magic.
All the pieces were put in place for this. Rob hates it.
So absurd. But it's Wizard of Oz, so it works.
And they still just stunned, but then they start taking off the... They've got robes and they've got clothes underneath.
I beckon for you guys to come up and swap clothes with them.
Okay, go get that girl in her dodo.
I was hoping to shiv someone, but I guess not.
Yeah, I put my knife away long
ago. Yeah.
And I'm just like... Because
right, so
I didn't want to have to kill people.
They take off their robes, they give you the hats and spears and everything. So you guys are all look like you're the guard, pretty much. If someone came up close, they'd probably be like, oh, I don't know you. But otherwise, there's a lot of guards here as well, so you can integrate pretty
easily.
But
we're not green, though.
No, so, but again, there's a lot of guards and... interns and different guards from different places isn't truly weird. You being a munchkin is a little weird though because it's
that's true. I'm quite
huge
small.
On you.
Oh,
so it's up to you.
It's probably a bad idea if I go in, wouldn't it be?
I was thinking that we could potentially use our abilities to make, like, we can use this as like a fake way to magically get their clothes and then give the spares to. And it's kind of logical. So we can make ones that fit us perfectly, right?
That's true.
Yep.
And then we can give all the actual costumes to Dorothy and gang.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Happy to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to need to pass yourself off as a witch to the girl in Dodo.
Well, why not? But I don't want to be green. I want to be blue, dubba-dee-dubba-da.
Bear, do you have any idea what she's saying?
I believe it's some incarnation of some magic spell.
Make me a blue witch, Alexander, please, darling. And give me a wand.
I make you an aqua witch.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So slightly green?
Bluey green.
Yeah, blue green, yeah.
Oh, if I was green, I would die.
I'll transform you away from
you
a munchkin.
Big again.
Yeah, but I'm going to make you absurdly big.
Oh,
you're
large.
A
huge now.
Oh.
The opposite of a munchkin.
Oh, damn.
Great. You're very intimidating, Yosei. Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
thank you.
Dorothy and the crew, they imagine you beckon them over and they come get dressed in their big gowns and stuff. It looks hilarious on the lion, which is great. And you can see his little tail as well, whipping back and forth underneath it too as you guys walk.
That will go completely beneath their notice. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you guys notice it. It's great. How do you wish to proceed?
Onwards to adventure.
You still notice them humming outside and making these weird formations and doing all this really cool stuff. And then eventually they do go into the castle.
So we'll join the procession. Yeah. Go in with them.
Great.
I'm happy to teach some moves so we can get into rhythm with them briefly. Great. So I take you aside and give you the left, right, left using my dance skills.
Fantastic. And the guards, the old ones stay outside and wait.
Cool. And I am just so inept at what you're trying to teach.
Two left feet.
Okay.
So we head in.
Beautiful. Upon entering the castle, it doesn't take you too long to find where the witch is coming from. You can hear her cackling from a mile away. She seems quite eager and quite happy with herself. Eventually, upon entering the witch's tower, you open a large door and you believe you found the residence of the Wicked Witch of the West. Upon entering the tower, you notice a large crystal ball, a large old book, a red hourglass, and a pair of ruby red shoes sitting upon a pillow.
Hey, that's what we're looking for.
Can we see the witch?
Red shoes.
No, she is not anywhere to be seen.
There are those shoes we need. Finian, can you grab them?
I go over and try to pick up the shoes then.
You pick them up.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
Madeline, is there anything else we need to know of this book?
I do believe that Dorothy's got to commit homicide and melt down this green biddy.
What?
Again?
Do you say this?
Very quietly to Alexander.
Okay, she then...
She needs to get her wet.
Again.
It's pretty 19 destiny roll.
Dorothy hears you.
That's... Okay, so I guess that's good for the
plot.
Well,
she hears you whispering.
Yeah.
And she comes over and kind of goes, I'm sorry. What was that?
Oh, you just gotta, you see, there's this funny little thing. These slippers are for you. They fit you.
Oh, I mean.
And Glenda's going to want you to wear them and
great.
Take them back to Oz. Take them back to the Emerald City.
Yeah, I mean, she did say I needed them to return home, so that makes sense, and she'll put them on.
But there's one important task you got to do first.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
You see how the Wicked Witch is green?
Look, I mean, everything in Oz is green, but yeah.
Well, she's only green because she hasn't had a bath in a long time. So you just gotta give her a bit of a dowsing in some nice soapy water.
Oh, okay. Might be able to do that. Let's go see what we've got. Is everyone ready to maybe have a little look and leave?
What else was in the room again?
So in the room was a large crystal bowl, an old book that's quite large, a large red hourglass and the shoes which we've got.
Sorry, I'll let it go.
Noel, is there anything of value in that book?
The hourglass. I don't believe any of these hold any power. I don't remember.
I think the book's full of spells.
Go have a look.
Okay, I'll go have a look.
Do you open it up?
Sure.
So you open a large book and it's friggin' heavy. And you notice in there that you can read it word for word.
Mm-hmm.
And inside it is just some weird spells. They don't really mean anything to you, but you can read every word.
Can I prattle off the first one I read?
Sure. Nothing happens.
Okay.
And then the Scarecrow is going to come up to you as well. And he goes, what's some funny gibberish that's written in that book? That makes my brain hurt if I had one.
Do I recognize this as the magic book that the witch has? Is this her magic book? Because I've definitely seen Wicked, and I've watched Oz the Great and Powerful, but I haven't...
Yes, so you believe that this is...
The magic book.
The Grimmere, or
the Grim.
In...
Grimoire?
Grimoire in our terms, but I think in Oz it's called the Grimmere. Don't know why.
Yeah.
You believe that this is the book. So that's this is kind of how she, you would assume, gets a lot of her power.
But that's fine. She's allowed to have power, right? I mean...
Yeah, she's just going to die.
Is she meant to have this book in The Wizard of Oz?
I don't know about this book. In the movie,
yeah, know. Right? She's meant to have it.
Is it in the dossier?
It's not mentioned in the dossier, no.
I'm assuming she's meant to have it.
I'm assuming she's meant to have it, but if we're going to fight her, perhaps it would be best to take it off her if we're going to have to have an encounter with
Dorothy,
her.
Dorothy comes over and she says, oh, the wizard did mention something about a book. And she kind of tries to lift it and she goes, oh, I can't carry that back to the Emerald City. It's too heavy.
Don't worry, Tyson here is strapping
that. I can take it for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you. And she gives you the book.
Good work, Tyson.
Oh, this is heavy.
Great. Is there anything else you want to have a look at?
What's the hourglass do?
The hourglass. So do you touch it?
Yeah, I'll flip it over.
Okay. As soon as you go to touch it,
I feel like that's cursed.
A shock just runs straight through your body. You feel like your soul's just been ripped out of you. It's awful. And you kind of have a feeling that you don't want to touch that hourglass again or have anything to do with it.
Getting war flashbacks.
All right, I'm going to take a look at the crystal ball.
Cool. You walk over to the crystal ball and you peer into it. And then it starts to get very cloudy. And then you notice that through it, it's showing your deepest desires and the things that you miss the most.
Aerobics.
It's just picture like 80s aerobics classes. And a single tear goes down Debbie's cheek, knowing she was born too late and to enjoy
all
80s,
of you,
80s gym culture.
All of you can see this.
Oh.
And
wow.
Just a single tear. And it's like Richard Simmons doing like a routine.
You see the scarecrow kind of being like. Anyway.
Yep.
Cool. Anything else?
No, I've got the book in hand.
All right.
I'm really not sure about that book, but.
I'll take it in case.
All right. If Dorothy couldn't carry it, it's too heavy for her. I go back into whispering mode. Then, how would she have carried it to the wizard?
I'm unsure, but I suppose.
Did the wizard ask her to take it?
I don't know how she would have got it back to the wizard if it's too heavy for her to carry. So maybe she's not meant to get it back to the wizard.
If the witch is going to die, does it really matter if we take her book? But I know we shouldn't, because we don't want to impact the plot line any further than we have to.
Yeah, it's more that does the wizard getting the book change things?
Oh.
Over the Wizard of Oz, I'm unsure.
Although he's just a shyster.
That's true. He leaves at the end and goes home anyways.
That's right. I thought at the end he stayed and started the Emerald City. Damn it, it's that old. I gotta read more books.
You're thinking of James Franco.
I'm always thinking of James Franco.
Okay. We happy to leave?
Yeah, we're happy to leave.
Okay. Everyone meets up and travels down a flight of stairs. As you reach the end of the corridor, two large doors slam shut and a wicked laugh is heard.
I retort.
Going so soon? I wouldn't hear of it. Those shoes belong to me and I will have them back. You notice up in the tall balcony where you came down the stairs is the Wicked Witch.
I'd like to palm three poppers between my three fingers and get the string and fiddle with that and then spin around dramatically, pop them all at the same time and be like, "Pah! Magic!"
Scary.
She's not impressed. Fancy little party trick you have there. Anyway, I will be taking those shoes and you guys will be dead. Guards! And then guards start pouring in from some of the doors that were nearby.
Pull out my knife.
Okay, I am going to turn. I'm going to potentially, if this goes well, I quickly say, If this goes well, it's up to you two to complete the mission. And the guards that start pouring in, I turn to the guards because I'm still dressed as a guard. Although I'm a witch, right?
Yeah. Your guys was as a witch.
I'm a witch. It's not going to work. All right, you know what? I'm still going to try it. It's my last hurrah. We're in Oz. I'm going to try and distract them by
upgrading and incorporating their dance routine and taking and like oh yeah and like getting involved. I'm just gonna make a distraction to buy you guys time and try and keep the guards off them for a little bit.
Editor, can you make a perception check for me? Challenge rating 2.
2.
Great. So, you notice as you're hunched up into the corner of the room that there is a bucket laying on the ground. However, there is no water in this bucket. As you try and incorporate your Zumba dance.
Oh, can you be so sweat?
17.
The guards are pretty amused and they think you're doing a pretty good
job. I'm trying to pretend that I'm in a position of authority to like
yeah.
make them dance with me.
Some of them are getting pretty into it, and the Wicked Witch is getting pretty pissed off because she's like, I didn't hire you for this. What in blazes are you guys doing?
Yes, you did. You hired me as the Witch of the North. I'm the Dance Witch.
enough of this. So the guards start, some of them start dancing with you in, yep. in your corner, but she still comes down the stairs.
I'm distracting the shit out of her. I just figured this would work in Oz.
So she is completely eyes on Dorothy, but you are distracting the guards.
Okay. It's up to you guys.
The witch has her broom in hand as well as she proceeds down the stairs. And she points to Dorothy and says, the last to go will see the first three go before her and the mangy little dog too. And as she looks above her, she notices a little, what do you call it? Little nest of fire hanging down. And she eyes the scarecrow. She raises her broom and it sets alight. And she says, how about some fire, scarecrow? And the witch begins to light the scarecrow on fire.
Save the day, guys. Come on. You got to save us.
Put it out.
With what?
Kick it.
Kick the scarecrow.
Stomp out the fire.
Okay. Scarecrow's rolling on the floor. I'm going to try and stomp out the fire.
Okay. Ah! Roll a survival check. Challenge rating... 2.
Nailed it.
Cool.
Kicked beautiful. Ass.
You managed to put it out, but being fire, you probably think that water would probably be a better way to put it out.
It certainly would
be. You also notice the bucket that currently has no water in it, but there's a bucket there. So you managed to get the fire out of the scarecrow.
As I'm dancing around and like doing the dancing things, I managed to try and pass close enough to Alexander, and I'm just like, Dorothy's meant to get the water on him and then on her, and then keep like going, trying to keep them that distracted. Just like, come on!
Is there lots of sweat going on with all these people dancing?
I mean, sure. And she's also under a giant flaming thing that's hanging down
mm-hmm.
as well. Yeah, so yeah, they're sweating. It's getting hot and heavy.
Okay, you keep going back to this fire thing, which mm-hmm. is confusing me.
Is the thing that's hanging from fire, is there like a chain that's holding it up somewhere?
Yeah. It's hanging from the roof, yeah. So,
so there's nothing accessible on the ground floor?
No. It's not like a stand, it's hanging from the roof.
Where'd they get the water from in the movie?
That's what I'm trying to think of. I think it was just in there, wasn't it? In the movie, I think it was just in there. Well, can the editor just summon some water for us?
I can summon water.
Great.
Please do.
You're looking dire need of Scarecrow. This. Here, have some water.
And I just pull out a bottle of water. Pass it to the parched Scarecrow.
Mount Franklin or...
Pump.
Is it fizzy water?
You pass it
is
to the Scarecrow. Sparkling?
He was just on fire!
No, I think we should put it in the bucket.
Jack's managed to put him out in that time.
Yeah. I stomped him out.
Yeah, so he's no longer on
I
fire.
I gave him a curse
Jack,
stomp.
Put it in the bucket! And hand the bucket to Dorothy!
And the Wicked Witch is just laughing her head off because she finds this so amusing.
All right.
I got one last distraction. And while you do that, I'm going to dive into the middle of the room and do a drop split.
That'd be very distracting. All right, I'm going to open the bottle of water.
The guards are in awe, and even the witch is kind of like...
Well, do you want me to roll to see if I can achieve
sure.
a drop?
Sure, yeah, I actually do. Challenge level? I really do.
What is that, an acrobatics check?
It's a vocation for you, isn't it?
Well, I have dance as a vocation, so that's you if you want me to do... Yeah,
I'm happy to incorporate it into
level?
Your dance.
Oh, yeah, it's like the finale of the routine.
I'm going to make it a challenge level 5.
I'm going to burn destiny to give myself an advantage.
Sure.
And that is a critical success. That is 7 successes.
Not only do you do a split, but you do like a flip and a turn at the same time, and the guards just start going.
Boom.
There's like a sonic boom of energy that comes from it.
Best performance, better than Oz, better than Wiz, like Wizomania, got nothing on you.
For a brief moment, the world stands still as they look at that.
And the Wicked Witch.
Is Jack doing the bucket play?
He was doing the bucket.
The Wicked Witch is kind of, she's actually distracted by this and is kind of like, what the heck? Why is this person breakdancing?
I'm going to use this time to creep up on the witch because I've got the bucket full of water now.
Cool, yeah.
All right, Dorothy has to do it, doesn't she? I'm going to go over to Dorothy and say, here, take this bucket of water. Throw it on the bitch.
Remember what we
throw
said.
It on the bitch. Not
kill
even
the bitch.
Remember what we said about that bath. Oh, she is awfully stinky.
She's got stinky
butt. I just... and she just throws it at the witch. And the bucket also lands on the witch this time. Because she's freaking out. And as you would assume, the witch, she starts screaming. Says, you cursed brat! I'm melting! Oh, what a world! Oh, sticks and stones! And she goes on for like half an hour while she's dying, just saying,
can I throw
words.
The book at her and hit her in the head?
I can finish her off
just,
if we'd like.
Just to do it, just to make her shut up.
Mercy killing.
All right, I'll throw the book at her head.
Can you roll
Everyone's looking at me, so you can slip in there and do it.
Can you roll a strength check for me? Challenge level... I say 2.
Oh, so
no,
I got
2. Cool. You absolutely managed to throw it at her head, and this is a friggin' heavy book, too.
Sweet. Shut her up.
Yeah, she zips it after that. You just see a pile of goop, pretty gross, steaming, and then the room goes silent. Hail Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead! Woo! Go Dorothy! Yay! Woo!
Dorothy. Yes.
And everyone throws their shoes. Everyone throws their hats, and they're like, heck yeah! We are no longer ruled under this evil tyrant. This is the best day in the world. And they go back to Oz. Back to the Emerald City and back to the wizard.
Is there like a big procession of like applause for us as we all come?
There is a huge party. Yes. And as the story goes, the hot air balloon is ready for the wizard and Dorothy to both take off on. And the lion, the scarecrow, and the tin man all get what they wanted in the end. And, well, as the story goes, Dorothy is left behind, but she returns back to her world as well.
Yay.
Dorothy gets left behind?
Click her heels.
She does. And she has to click her heels 3 times and says there's no place like home.
And then she goes to the insane asylum and gets electroshock therapy.
Yes, with the chicken.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the office?
Okay, so I'm going to reel it back. There's one minor thing that happened in the midst of that celebration. Debbie looks up from the ground and says, hey, can someone help me up? I haven't done one of these in a while.
I'll use my brute strength to lift you up.
Lift me up out of my drop splits, and I limp back into a huddle, and then we're going to go home, yeah?
Yes, let's get back to Bureau.
All right.
Probably not the smoothest mission, but it's a notebook.
It's true.
Well, we probably should have read it, hey?
Definitely helped. Damn, readers not including enough information in our dossier really screwed the pooch on this one.
Yeah, I watched the movie.
I thought I watched the movie. It turns out I watched the one with James Franco in it.
You arrive back into the all too familiar office space, slightly distorted from the classic changes between environments, and Samantha approaches you. Oh my gosh, you guys, you did it. I'm like so proud of all of you. And she gives you all a little gold star on each of your little blazers that you have.
And I'll put it with the rest.
My first gold.
My war medals.
My first gold star. I'm so proud.
Good job, guys.
Well, thank you, Samantha. It was a wonderful time and you did an excellent job guiding us.
You're too kind. Anytime. And that's how we end our story.
And that's the Bookbreaker's conclusion.
Love that.
Hey, good work, Jen.
Amazing.
That was
Jen.
Jen's first time ever DMing or narrating something ever. Ever. And you did really well.
Thanks. Thanks.
You prepared a lot. I could tell.
Prepared a bit.
You had you had characters and locations and conversations. That's preparing. It's awesome.
Good confidence. Yeah. It's good.
Your characters were really cool.
Thanks.
They all had strong character. I knew he was talking whenever it was good. I was very impressed.
Thanks.
I just wish I knew more about The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. It's, yeah, the book is from Wicked, and you don't want the wizard to get it, so you did the right thing.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because I had a feeling it was, wait, what's he going to do with it? It's just English.
Yeah, but he has no powers.
No, but he's from, he has no powers, you're correct. He is from our world.
Why does him getting the book cause a problem?
He just doesn't want Elphaba to have it, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what? You know what else is wickedly amazing?
Our patrons.
That's right, our patrons.
Snap.
Thank you to our patrons. And look how small I am.
You're like a munchkin.
Thank you, AJ Macy.
Thank you. That was awesome, Jen. We can't wait for more. Follow Designer Geek Jen on Twitter. Aww, thank you so much.
Thanks, Time Blink.
Thank you, The Dark Fox.
Thank you, Sagacity Lost.
Professor X1718.
Hell yeah, Tris.
Rogue Soprano.
Rainaya.
Tickle Duck.
I like that.
And Carolyn. Thank you so much, guys.
So, I hope you enjoyed that Bookbreaker episode. That was pretty cool. That was my favorite one to date.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob. Too. Sorry, Dave.
Time to go puke.
Bye, guys. I thought you did really well.
You were so good.
Narrating is so hard. I don't give you guys enough credit.
Yeah?
You guys do an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. You did really well. Welcome to the club. Thanks. You'll be now you'll be on the hook to narrate everything.
We'll get you on the roster and rotates.
What have I done?
So is there more Bookbreaker episodes or is that it?
I think Joss wanted to do one.
Yeah, possibly one.
Okay, well I might be saying goodbye then for now.
Perhaps.
Yes.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Well, if I am.
Well, thank you for joining us for Bookbreakers so far, Gareth.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I really hope I didn't slow everyone down. Like, it's my brain doesn't quite work like everyone else's.
Nah, man, you were getting better and better every session.
I felt pretty good this time.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was good this time.
I felt pretty good this time. Thanks, guys.
No worries.
This is only if I don't come back in the next episode. I might be back. Who knows?
And thank you for eating my croissant.
I would love to eat your croissant.
And with that, we'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Bye. Have a good night, everyone. Bye.